History's Greatest Speeches, Women's Voices, Volume 1. Written by Queen Elizabeth I, Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, and four more of the finest female speakers in history. Narrated by Sarah Nichols, Rochelle Young, Siri Scott, Linda Kimbrough, Marcy Mencotti, Diane Sintich, and Cassandra Freeman. Elizabeth I, Spanish Armada Speech. Queen Elizabeth I of England was the oldest child of King Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, and assumed the throne following Henry's death in 1558, ruling until her death in 1603. In 1588, encouraged by the Pope, the Catholic King Philip II of Spain launched a fleet of 130 ships, known as the Spanish Armada, to conquer Protestant England. The following speech was delivered by Elizabeth at Tilbury, Essex, England, to rouse and inspire her troops, who were anticipating the arrival of the formidable Spanish Navy. It is performed by narrator Sarah Nichols. My loving people, we have been persuaded by some that are careful of our safety to take heed how we commit ourselves to armed multitudes for fear of treachery. But I do assure you, I do not desire to live to distrust my faithful and loving people. Let tyrants fear. I have always so behaved myself that under God I have placed my chiefest strength and safeguard in the loyal hearts and goodwill of my subjects. And therefore, I come amongst you, as you see at this time, not for my recreation and disport, but being resolved in the midst and heat of the battle to live or die amongst you all, to lay down for my God and for my kingdoms, and for my people, my honor and my blood, even in the dust. I know I have the body of a weak, feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and of a king of England, too. And think foul scorn that Parma or Spain or any prince of Europe should dare to invade the borders of my realm, to which rather than any dishonor should grow by me, I myself will take up arms. I myself will be your general, judge, and rewarder of every one of your virtues in the field. I know already for your forwardness you have deserved rewards and crowns, and we do assure you on the word of a prince they shall be duly paid you. For the meantime, my lieutenant, General Leicester, shall be in my stead, than whom never prince commanded a more noble or worthy subject, not doubting but by your obedience to my general, by your concord in the camp, and your valor in the field, we shall shortly have a famous victory over these enemies of my God, of my kingdom, and of my people.
Three cheers for Her Majesty the Queen! Hip hip! Hip hip! Hip hip!
Sojourner Truth, Ain't I a Woman? Sojourner Truth was born Isabella Baumfrey in 1797 and grew up a slave on a New York estate owned by a Dutch American named Colonel Johan Hardenberg. As a young woman, she fell in love with a fellow slave named Robert, but Robert's master disallowed the relationship, and Isabella was forced to marry a slave named Thomas, with whom she had five children. Isabella was promised that she would be freed after the passage of the New York Anti-Slavery Law of 1827. But her master broke his promise, resulting in Isabella's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?